The bottom line is we want to take the pressure off the dentist from the business side so they can just go back and be the best clinician they should be. And that's what they went to school for. And so I know when I'm in a chair and they're working on my teeth, I don't want them thinking about their business problems. I want them focused on me. So how do we eliminate that thought process that they're always concerned about? And I have some dentist friends, even before I knew this industry, and I would talk to them from a business perspective, because I've been a business consultant for a long time, and they would always go into the, what do I do about hiring people? What do I do about me more profitable? How do I get more efficient? All these questions come up. And so at Dental Clinic Support, that's where we started focusing. Quick, how can we help them answer those questions?
Greg Gray.
Hey.
Good morning.
Morning to you.
How's it going?
Very good.
Good. We are here. You guys kind of took a couple days to get the team together. Mm-hmm. And so we thought we'd take some time as you just recently launched the Zero Balance podcast. So I guess technically this is episode 2. I got a chance to speak with Davey and Josh for episode 1 to launch this thing off. Mm-hmm. We're really excited about it. And you're episode 2.
So all right.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We were just sitting here talking. You've obviously kind of been on your share of podcasts over the years.
Yep.
So this is going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, it is.
So talk a little bit about, we're going to go over a lot of things, but I thought it would be really important to kind of frame out your relationship, you know, with DCS. We were talking, you've been here really going back since 2018, but been mm-hmm. the CEO for a couple of years, but you mm-hmm. had the unique opportunity to kind of work with them mm-hmm. going back to 2018. What was that like?
It was very interesting because, you know, it was a small company there. And they had a lot of growth thoughts, and they weren't sure where they could go with it, right? I mean, that's what happens. Business owners they have ideas and thoughts. And so we started putting together plans, and we would create, you know, the BHAGs, the big, hairy, audacious goals. And I can remember one time, and I still have a picture of this whiteboard. I was working with them out of my Tennessee home at the time, and I wrote on the whiteboard, 8 million. If we could ever just get to 8 million in sales, that would be like, bigger, and we've blown past that, man, right? And I show that to the owners every now and then and go, you know, remember when? And they're like, wow, look where we've come.
Yeah.
So it's exciting to watch the trajectory, but also the innovation that goes along with that.
Yeah.
Things change.
So now you're the CEO, mm-hmm. Dental Claim Support, mm-hmm. And then also managing partner for QuantaSuite, which we're going to get into, which is
yes.
really exciting.
Yes.
Really exciting on that side. But let's talk a little bit about kind of the early days of Dental Claim Support and where you saw the opportunity for them to help the practices. I know Josh and Davey, when we had our first conversation, mm-hmm. you know, little by little, they recognized, like, okay, we know that this is a problem. Mm-hmm. All dental practices have this problem. We mm-hmm. feel like we have the confidence to solve it, and then they did that. Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that you helped them with once you kind of saw what the opportunity was?
Well, when you look at a dental practice and you look at the expertise in the practice, it's typically clinical, not business. And so we've always kind of focused on how do we help them be better business people. And so, you know, a lot of them have not been to business school, and they would love to. And some of them go back to do that because they feel like they don't know. Mm-hmm. And so we focused on the attribute that we brought to them first, which was dental billing, which is very important. But then we started thinking, what do we add to that? And so that's where we got on our trajectory to go become a full-service RCM company. And so there's other pieces to that. And quite honestly, we have other conversations about what else we can add to that. And, there, you know, in the future, we'll probably add a few more things. But at the bottom line is we want to take the pressure off the dentist from the business side so they can just go back and be the best clinician they should be. And that's what they went to school for. And so I know when I'm in a chair and they're working on my teeth, I don't want them thinking about their business problems. I want them focused on me. So how do we eliminate that thought process that they're always concerned about? And I have some dentist friends, even before I knew this industry, and I would talk to them from a business perspective because I've been a business consultant for a long time. And they would always go into the, what do I do about hiring people? What do I do about me more profitable? How do I get more efficient? All these questions come up. And so at Dental Claim Support, that's where we started focusing. Quick, how can we help them answer those questions? And then from that, we next into sort of the next phase, which was, okay, what technology would help them? And so that's where that whole process started.
Had you done any work in dentistry before you started working with them?
The only experience I had in dentistry before working with them was going to the dentist.
Okay.
I was just a consumer. And I wasn't really good at that.
Yeah.
You know, I was a typical, you know, person that went twice a year and that was it, you know. And so I had no dental industry experience. I did have some medical experience. I've done a lot of consulting with a lot of different industries, but not specifically dental. And so when I started working with them, I was very fascinated by what I saw in the industry. And again, I worked in a lot of different industries, and I saw dental was behind a few steps. So I saw this massive opportunity from not only a practical standpoint, but also from a technology standpoint. And so I was like, okay, guys, there's going to be a massive change in this industry. You're on the cusp of the forefront of that. You know, let's figure out how to be the tip of that spear and be a part of that.
So you've done a lot of amazing things in your career, like you mentioned, as a business consultant, worked for large companies, all of that. What was it about this team? You know, when you first started to work with them, you've seen your share of leadership teams, entrepreneurs. What was it about them that got you excited to want to help them?
So the very first thing that a consultant or a coach experiences is how somebody takes the knowledge and then either implements or gets, I call it the frustrated mode. These guys never got the frustrated mode. They never got frustrated with what they need to do. They just went and did it. And so any good consultant or business coach would say, hey, if somebody's implementing, I'm going to pour more and more into them. And I could never pour enough into these guys. So that sets you back and go, okay, this is going to be different, right? And in the course of, I mean, I've been consulting for 15 years, and at that point, and when you see that, you're like, okay, this is going to go somewhere. So you give them your best, and because they keep taking it and running with it. And so I saw three guys that were not only committed to what they were doing, but they were also interested in what they were going to do in the future, and they were constantly implementing. And so that's where the trajectory of DCS came from. It went strong, and so that's why they knocked those big, hairy, audacious goals just right off the table.
Yeah.
They just implemented. I mean, they just did the work. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's all you can ask for anybody from a team.
Well, and it's interesting because you talk about dentistry on the technology side and looking back to that time period from your perspective, being behind in a lot of areas. Mm-hmm. And so it really takes drive and implementation from entrepreneurs like them to solve that problem, to really kind of push it through the industry. Because as you know and as you saw, many of these processes in the dental practice were very antiquated.
Yes.
They needed help, right? The practices needed help.
Correct.
They knew that, but it was very difficult, I think, in a lot of cases for them to give that up. Mm-hmm. But obviously, they were able to do that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, if you think about dental billing, you know, in most cases, it's a very manual process. And so automation, technology, tools are going to help that. I mean, it's never going to replace the relationship aspect of that. It's not going to replace the people. It's just going to make things more efficient and more data rich. And so it's that aspect that I think when a dentist is busy all day long, every day, you know, working with their clients, they don't have time to think about those things. So we're trying to think about those things for them, help them see that. And so my prediction is in the next couple of years, there's going to be a wave of open minds in dentistry, particularly at the dentist level, that's going to go, oh, why are we not doing this? And when that happens, we want to be prepared for that because it's going to change rapidly. So it's going to be one of those things, you know, like everybody says, it's, you know, overnight success, but it took 10 years. Yeah. That's kind of what's going to happen with several technologies in dental space. It's going to look like an overnight success, but we've been working on it for years.
Yeah.
And the manual processes have to turn into the technology. So you have to perfect the manual to get it into automated. Otherwise, you can't do it right. So I think the next 2 years is going to be quite different.
I'm actually deeming it Dentistry 3.0
because
along those lines, what I'm seeing is and I think the Josh, Davey, and Ryan, like they all had some experience in dentistry.
Correct.
And I'm seeing that as well. I'm seeing individuals that worked at a handful of different dental companies, got some experience. Like you mentioned, it's not an overnight success of what worked, what didn't work. They're now banding together to solve these problems of the future. And so I feel that's kind of where we are now, and like they're proving that out. And I love the perspective of the, you know, the practice owners then, that light bulb going off and saying, okay, because it really then, as you know, is going to allow them to be open-minded to change, to try some of the new things and have that confidence.
Correct. And, you know, everybody thinks the DSOs are going to do it first, and that may be true, but it may not be true.
Right.
Because there's certain aspects that a private practice could do before a DSO could ever do it. They could change on a dime because they're more nimble.
Right.
And so I think it's going to take both of those pieces of dentistry, like the private practice and the DSOs, to kind of work on this thing together, because they both need different things. But at the end of the day, the technology is still going to do the same thing with the data. And so it's a matter of how we build that and put that together. And I honestly believe that it's like typical in industry, the top 10% of the private practice owners, when they get it, it's going to be kind of like the book, The Tipping Point, right? Things just start moving fast. There was a day where cell phones used to be a novelty, and then they right. became a, you know, well, I need it. And now it's like, it's almost a right.
Right.
Well, that's the way this industry is going to change too. And when that tipping point hits, you can't stop it.
Yeah.
So we want to be way ahead of that tipping point and ready and poised, and the smart practice owners will be leading the way, right? And there's always the early adopters and the late adopters and all those things. We're really after those that are the early adopters, because they're the ones that are going to really help us shape this, you know?
Is there anything along this journey, going back to 2018, that surprised you? In other words, things that kind of transpired that maybe you didn't expect. I mean, it sounds like when you looked at it from the outside in, you saw the opportunity, mm-hmm. you saw the team and what they've been able to do. But was there anything kind of along the way that you've learned that you all are going to be able to carry through, you know, as you continue to move forward and serve these practices?
I think the thing that surprised me was, we just touched on it a minute ago, was how far behind dentistry was in technology. I thought it would be more advanced. And sort of the part two of that is, with that is, if it's not, then now you have a different sales cycle, because, you know, if an industry is a little more advanced and you come in with technology, people are already buying technology, you sell it a lot quicker. Mm-hmm. The sale's been more difficult. To me, it's a no-brainer, but we're having to go deeper into the actual why of things mm-hmm. to sell the technology. You know, people say, well, make it so good that people can't say no. Well, it yeah. still costs money, and they have to understand that their investment, what it brings back to them. And so that surprised me a little bit. I guess I thought it was a little more advanced. But this is not the first industry I walked in that's consolidating and doing these things that is kind of stuck in its ways a little bit. But like I said, the tipping point happens. All that breaks free. So it always does. And so I'm, I guess, you know, bullish on the fact that this is going to happen, even though I was a little taken back when I looked in. But then I also saw tons of opportunity because it was that
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
So it's a kind of a good, bad thing, I guess you'd say.
Well, and on the lines of revenue cycle management,
yeah.
As you know, the organization doesn't hit those revenue goals unless they're helping the dental practices do what they do and pull all that through.
Correct.
So what's that been like, right? To watch the end user, the customer, really start to unlock. Again, like, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, like you mentioned. Like it was a manual process, mm-hmm. kind of behind the eight ball a little bit, but then they start to unlock that, which there's no secret as to why you guys have been able to grow. But what's that been like from your perspective to kind of watch the impact on the dental practices?
Well, I think it's been wonderful. I mean, I know if I was a practice owner, I would be outsourcing as much as possible. I would say, hey, let's focus on what we do best, which is the clinical work, right? I want to be the best dentist. I want to be, you know, treat the clients that are walking in every hour. Mm-hmm. I want to treat them with white gloves, and I want them to think like there's nobody else in the world but them. Mm-hmm. And the best practices do that, right? I know I go to a dentist practice that, I couldn't say anything better about them. They're just right on top of things, mm-hmm. and they know me personally. Now I know it's because they put stuff in their, you know, software. They remember my wife's name and all this. But that's where the world
yeah.
needs to get to, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not doing that.
Yeah.
You're missing out. And so I think when you think about what we allow a practice to do, because we take that off their plate and really off their mind, is incredible. And so we want to do more of that. And we want to make it even more at their fingertips, so they don't have to think about what is happening behind the scenes. It's just happening, and they're very pleased with that. But then you have these conversations sometimes where, you know, a practice is like, well, we could just do it ourselves versus you doing it. Because they're looking at it as an expense and not an investment.
Right.
And so anything you outsource has to be an investment. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I came from larger industries where we would outsource millions of dollars worth of things. And the reason is we could turn around and focus on what we did best. Mm-hmm. And if you're not doing that, you're missing out. Yeah. And so I think there's an educational aspect to this. Yeah. And I think that's starting to matriculate. And quite honestly, some of the younger generations get it quicker. Mm-hmm. And so as practices are sold and taken over, I think it's gonna take off.
It's an important perspective, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because I think that as I've learned over the years in working with dental teams and clinicians, mm-hmm. at first blush, someone in a dental company that's offering these products and services can feel like the practice owner and the team is not interested in what they have to offer.
Right.
It's not the case. After spending many, many years working with a lot of these teams, like what I would hear on the other side of the desk was, we're interested in the new products and services. Like we want to know and learn about a lot of these things. But like you said, it's still the same situation. They're busy with patients. Before you know it, it's Monday, it's Friday, it's 3 months later, it's 2 months later,
right.
And the speed of technology changes. So I love that perspective. All right, so you are a business consultant with the team.
Mm-hmm.
And as I mentioned, you are now the CEO. Mm-hmm. How did that happen?
Well, I think I walked into a trap. I mean, we were doing a team power event, you know, and I kind of emceed it. And
we like this guy.
Yeah, and I kind of just met the team at a deeper level, and I was like, man, I like this team. They kind of like me, and it just kind of became a natural thing. And my first reaction was to kind of recoil and say, you know, maybe not. I just stay a consultant, you know, and then we just kept talking about it. And I was like, yeah, let's just go for it. Let's do this thing. Let's take it to the next level. And I love it. I mean, it's quite honestly, it's invigorating. It's exciting. It's a great challenge. And I love challenges. And so here we go. And I mean, I couldn't work with a better team.
Yeah.
And so when you have that team that you know you can, I mean, we'd been through battles together as a consultant, and so I knew how they thought,
and I
knew the deep trust I had in them and them and me, and so off we went, and it's been a great team ever since.
It's interesting because the concept of motivating a dental practice to outsource the billing, mm-hmm. the service that you provide,
mm-hmm.
think of it like this, Greg. It's like those guys, one of any of them, and they did in the beginning, could have run this organization, could have been the CEO.
Sure.
They had the insight to know and understand to bring somebody in like yourself that could help. So I don't know if it's exactly kind of like outsourcing, but it is kind of a different way to think about it, you know, in the
it
sense
is.
Of like, mm-hmm. you know, they had the wherewithal to know and understand how important that was so they could focus on, you know, what they were doing mm-hmm. and then bring somebody in like yourself. So it's interesting how that all kind of came together.
Well, I have to give them a lot of kudos because, again, I've worked with a lot of different leadership teams in my career, and there's a lot of ego that goes with those
right.
decisions.
That's it.
There's a lot of pride. I mean, all those things.
Sure.
And, Josh, Davey, and Ryan, I have to give them a lot of credit for being willing to even consider it, much less do it. Mm-hmm. It's a rare thing to see. Mm-hmm. And the teams and companies that do that, they take the lid off, and they can go as big as they want.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, we have another entity because of that.
Oh, yeah. We're getting to that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it builds on itself, and it's a risk.
Yeah.
It always is. But I think both of us, both sides of that equation, thought the risk was pretty low.
Sure.
We thought the risk was higher if we didn't do something.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Well, and I think another big driver behind getting this podcast started, the Zero Balance podcast,
mm-hmm.
was going back to exactly what you said. I knew it was important to all of you to do that education.
Mm-hmm.
And we have this medium now of podcasting mm-hmm. and social media and all of that. And if we are going to speed up, like you mentioned, the learning curve or the understanding of a lot of these newer technologies for the dental practice, what a great way to do that. So
yes.
I know that was kind of the big piece of starting this. And like we said in episode one, the goal of this podcast, of course, initially we want to spend time with all of you and the leadership team mm-hmm. so that everybody out there in the industry can know and understand who they're working with when
mm-hmm.
they work with all of you. But mm-hmm. then also the goal is to bring on industry professionals to actually share what their experience has been like. Because hopefully the goal is that the more that the practices can hear and understand that they did it,
mm-hmm.
that speeds up that process of what you're talking about. So that's kind of the gist of this podcast as well, which is exciting.
It is exciting, and we just, you know, declared this yesterday. We everybody has mission statements and vision statements and all those things. We actually created a culture statement, and part of our culture statement is that we're a learning organization.
Yeah.
And a learning organization is not just an internally focused organization. We have to look externally too. So we want as many advisors, if you will, to be a part of our journey.
Yeah.
We will learn shamelessly from anybody, and we don't think we know it all. We don't want to ever think that. And so we listen to our people internal, and we want to listen to people external, because there's some people out there that could give us a gold nugget, and that sparks another fire, and off we
go. Right.
And it could be a dentist. It could be somebody in a completely different realm of the industry. It could be somebody even external to our industry. So we listen to other industries, too, because this problem is not unique to dentistry by any stretch. I've worked with many, many business owners, and they all struggle with this, right? Take a plumber. He goes and starts a plumbing business because he wants to plumb.
Right.
He doesn't want to be an uber businessman.
Right.
But then over time, his business grows, and he has to be. Well, it's the same thing like a dentist, right? Now, there's a little bit different level of expertise, but it's still the same. Yeah. A business has to be treated with certain respect, and you have to do certain business principles correctly. And then there's also a technical side of that business. Well, it takes the rare person that's able to do both of those excellently. So you need to get people into your ecosystem that can help you with one of those two sides, right? And you just have to know that. Well, that's what Josh, Davey, and Ryan even knew. So they're practicing what they preach.
Yeah.
Go outsource what you need. Go get the experts you need, and don't be bashful about doing that. So, yeah.
It's awesome. All right, so let's move on to this exciting new technology that you were talking about, Quanta Suite.
Yeah.
Thoughts? What are you excited about? Let's talk about it.
Well, we've decided that we need to delve into technology a lot more, which is some of my background. I've done some SaaS build outs before, and every industry that is maturing, and you know, dentistry is going through another phase now, another cycle. And it's consolidating and it's maturing in a certain realm, needs technology and tools. And today's technology is very easy to come by, right? And it does take some significant dollars to build things correctly, but it's a whole lot easier today than it was 10 years ago even. Mm-hmm. And with AI, machine learning, and all those things, that the buzzwords that are out there right now, right? You got to put AI in something so you can say it now. But, you know, it's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
It's just now being put into very digestible sizes that industries like this can grab and run with. And so we're very committed to help dentists have tools at their fingertips that will make their lives easier. And we're driven by two things. One is efficiency, and the other is data. Those are the two keys. Because with efficiency gains, obviously you put more money in the bottom line. With data, then you can make better decisions, which, oh, guess what, puts more money on the bottom line. Mm-hmm. So it all leads to more profitability. And if a dentist or a DSO can make better decisions quicker, then they're going to be more profitable quicker. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, data's the key.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what we're driven by. So we decided to build a technology firm that actually license products into DCS, because we didn't want to mix the message in DCS. We want to keep DCS focused on what its mission is. Mm-hmm. And so we have a technology firm that we're very proud of that's going to be bringing some new tools to the market as we speak. Already has a few, but we're working on some more things.
Yeah. Just to start to, again, I keep going back to your point, which I love, which is let's acknowledge where the industry is mm-hmm. with some of these technologies. Mm-hmm. And let's use this medium in the form of a podcast and those that are part of this team and others mm-hmm. to talk about those challenges and, more importantly, how Quanta Suite will help solve those problems. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about that. What are some of the key features of it? And then, most importantly, where do you see dental practices will be able to benefit the most?
Well, I mean, this podcast is named Zero Balance, and it came from one of our products, right? We have a product we sell through DCS called Zero Balance, and so it's, you know, it's for patient billing. It's kind of like our insurance billing service that we do, but this is a product that actually allows the practice to go to zero balance with their patient billings.
Yeah.
And so it's a SaaS piece of software that they can set up in their practice and do it yourself. You know, that's what it was made to do. And so those are the kind of products we want to bring, things that helps the practice be more efficient and quite honestly bring in the money they should be bringing
in.
Because if you sell it, you do the work, but you don't bring in your receipts, you're foolish.
Yeah.
you're wasting cash flow. Yeah. And so we really believe that the cash aspect of a practice or any business is the lifeblood. And so that's what we're trying to help. And then we have other things we're working on. You know, we've got a scheduling piece, and we've got some other things that are going to be opened up soon that maybe I shouldn't say today, but I really want to.
But there's going to be some announcements in the next few months that's going to shock some people that we're stood up and we're ready to go with, and excited about it, because I think we're going to offer I know we're going to offer some things that every practice uses every day at a much discounted rate, and blending in with the other products we're building. So it's, which is why we called it Quanta Suite, which is going to be a suite of products that a practice can use, save tremendous money on the expense line item, but also save them money on the backside, because it'll be more profitable for our business to use these tools. So it kind of works in conjunction, both sides of that.
Yeah. So a couple of things. So on that note, I know we're going to do some big things at the Dykema conference this year.
Yes.
We're going to, this podcast is actually going to be live. So we're going to be spending time while we're there talking to all the great people that are at Dykema.
Yes.
So that's the first thing. But I know also you all are building up to make some of those announcements there, which is exciting. The other thing we were talking about last night is how you're going to pull together, I guess you could call it again, like all of the RCM process from practice to patient,
correct,
all the way to the terminal, the way that they pay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's interesting, Greg, when I think back over the last couple of years, this explosion in technology and in dentistry, where you had all these different SaaS platforms and the dentists and their teams were really excited about them. And then they added,
correct,
them all in many cases. And then they don't all connect. They don't all talk to each other, which has been exciting, but at the same time, a little frustrating. So talk about the importance of that. I mean, timing is everything, as you know, and I feel like,
correct,
you all are at the point where you now are also going to be able to help those practices tie all that together, maybe hence the word suite,
yeah,
to make that process even more efficient.
Well, obviously a practice has, you know, a lot of different pieces of software they try to cobble together from time to time. And our theory is, and I believe it's a true statement, is instead of cobbling together, if you had a one source where you could get all those pieces together and they work together seamlessly, then it just saves you a lot of time on the front end getting it set up, and it saves you a lot of time on the back end trying to keep it working. A lot of maintenance goes on in a lot of dental offices, especially when you have servers in the closet and you got IT people coming in and you don't know how to fix it yourself. And, some practices are spending $2,000 or $3,000 a month just to maintain their technology. Mm-hmm. We really want to pull that out and say, hey, you can take that money and reallocate it to something else, which is going to take your practice to the next level and save money over time too. And so that's where we're headed. And like Zero Balance, for example, there's a piece of that called Quanta Pay that we've created. And they work together, but they don't have to. You don't have to do those things. We recommend it. But we have a tool where you can put Quanta Pay in your office, and we guarantee you we'll save you money on the credit card receipts that you're taking now. But it also works with Zero Balance to plug in right into your PMS, and it doesn't matter what your PMS is. Mm-hmm. We integrate with any of them. Mm-hmm. And so that's the whole point. The point is to make it seamless to where the front office staff, with just a few clicks of the button, they can set things up and get going, and things work, not automatically, but they work seamlessly, mm-hmm, right? In a linear fashion to where the practice is doing things in a much more efficient way and collecting more money faster too, which is exciting.
It's awesome. A lot of great things. We're really excited about this. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah.
I'm excited for what you all are doing. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Last thing I wanted to ask you, when you look out over the next couple of years, what's most exciting for you when you look at, you know, a combination of what you all are doing, but just dentistry in general? Now that you're here, Greg, you're in.
Yeah, I'm in. Yeah. Yeah. I can't say I haven't been in dentistry yet. Yeah. I love it. I think it's kind of what I said before. I think the next 2 years are really going to be an exciting journey, not just for us, but the total industry. The technology is going to ramp up very rapidly. We know we're going to have competitors. We don't even care. We want the industry to move in the right direction. We just want to be a piece of that. That's all.
Sure.
And so we will collaborate and actually even celebrate with people that are working alongside of us, even if they're competing, because that's what makes the industry better. So we like competition, because a competitive place where technology is competing against you, that's how you get better. That's how you innovate, right?
Yeah.
And so we're not trying to, be the big 800-pound gorilla and everybody else is, we're not even trying to do that. We're just trying to move so many practices, whatever that number may be, in the right direction. And so I think that's the thing that really excites me, because I want to be able to walk up, talk to a dentist, and they go, man, what you guys have done for us in our practice has saved me so much time and energy and actually made me more profitable. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
And so all the bells and whistles we're building with AI and machine learning and all that, that's, right. You know, it's fun to talk to with tech people and kind of geek out about it. But it's really the end result of that dentist saying, no, that really helped me. That's what I want to hear. So that's what excites me. And I think the other thing that we have to really keep in mind is as this technology moves along, there's things today that we're not even thinking about that's going to pop up. And it's actually happened to us this week that we're meeting here together. All of a sudden somebody goes, hey, we could do this. I'm like, we haven't even thought about that yet.
Right.
So there's continual innovation and really it's light bulbs going off constantly because somebody will say something from a corner of a room and like, whoa, what'd you say again? And so we all lean in and go, wait a minute, what could we do with that? How would that work? And so I would say this, anybody that is interested in feeding us information, we'll be glad to hear it because there's somebody out there that's going to say something that may spark a whole new revelation of technology that it's not even being thought about yet. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Pleasure
thank
to
you.
Meet you. Excited to talk with the rest of the team today
yeah.
as we kind of kick off some additional episodes and then keep this podcast going.
All right.
It's all right.
Thank you.
All right, good to see you.
Thank you.